This week's parsha talks about the holy day of Shabbos. It is a fascinating Gemara Masechtas Beitza. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, I have this precious gift and I want to give it to the Jewish people. V'Shabbos Shema is the gift of Shabbos. Leich v'hoidia, go and inform them of my intention. Let Klal Yisrael know that I'm giving them my most beloved, my most cherished item that I have in my vault. Question is, Hashem is stating this big preamble. He makes this sensational introduction. Matana toiva yeshli. So he obviously wants to build up some great anticipation, some excitement for this gift. Then he goes ahead and he takes the whole air out of the suspense by telling Moshe, Shabbos Shema. He tells Moshe what the gift is. Hashem should have waited a little longer, build up the excitement, build up some anticipation, and only then inform Moshe of this great gift. Let's say you want to give your spouse a gift. You first bundle it in many layers of wrapping paper. Then you put it in a box. Then you place the ribbon on the box and you build up some anticipation. So why did Hashem tell Moshe the content of the gift right off the bat? So there's a story told about a poor man who knocked on the door of the holy tzaddik Reb Shmelke of Nikolsburg and he begged him for a donation. Reb Shmelke's wife wasn't home at the time, so he started searching around the house for some money to give to this poor man, but he couldn't find even $1 to give him. So looking around frantically, he found his wife's gold ring and without hesitation, he gave it to the pauper. And the poor man was overjoyed. He thanked the Rebbe profusely and he left. When Reb Shmelke's wife came home, he told her what had transpired. And his wife started screaming, oh no, you gave away my gold ring? And the Rebbe said, yes, the poor man was starving and had nothing else to give him. Rebbetzin, why are you so upset? And she said, that poor man has no idea how much that ring is worth. He will sell it for a few pieces of bread. Reb Shmelke and his wife chased after the man. And finally, after a long search, they located this man, and he started to protest. You gave me the ring, and it's mine now. And the Rebbe tells him, we're not here to take back the ring. You can keep it. We just wanted to let you know the true value of the ring. When you sell it, make sure you are compensated for the full price of the ring. That Friday night by the Tish, Reb Shmelke related this incident to his Hasidim. And he said, this is what Hashem meant when he told Moshe Rabbeinu, Matana toive yeshli beveiz genozai. I have this priceless treasure in my heavenly safe, and as the gift of Shabbos, Leich v'hoidia, publicize the value and the significance of Shabbos. Go tell Klal Yisrael that this is a day of limitless spiritual potential. It's a day of holiness, a day of bracha, a day of connection to Hashem. Otherwise, they might trade it away for just a few pieces of kugel. We should cherish every moment of Shabbos. Shabbos is the makar ha-bracha. Shabbos is the source of all of our blessings. All of our blessings emanate from the holy day of Shabbos. Shabbos is the life force for the entire week. Paradoxically, Shabbos, the only day of the week that Hashem did not create anything, is the very day which creates and sustains the entire week. It's the very day from where all of our blessings originate. Shabbos is a day of reflection and introspection, when we are meant to contemplate our personal relationship with Hashem. Shimshon Pinkas Hatzal compares Shabbos to our honeymoon with Hashem. When a couple is on their honeymoon, are sitting together enjoying a magnificent sunset, and the husband takes out a cell phone to make a phone call, it's insulting to his wife. This time was set aside for them to spend together, and any distractions takes away from that bonding. Shabbos is a matana toiva, it's a precious gift that Hashem gave exclusively to Klal Yisrael. Shabbos is a day of bonding with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a day when we stop doing and we start being. Because we are human beings, not human doings. And now, we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
of simcha lichvot shabbat kodesh lichvot shabbat kodesh zmirot lichvot shabbat lichvot shabbat kodesh hakol lichvot shabbat lichvot shabbat kodesh